It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Crews are still in the process of clearing derailed train cars, including crude oil tankers, from a bridge over the Schuylkill River. The train that derailed on Monday is one of several that brings tens of thousands of barrels of crude oil from North Dakota to a refinery in South Philadelphia. The cause of the derailment is still being investigated, but questions are being raised this week by environmental groups and lawmakers about the potential dangers of shipments of crude oil and other chemicals that roll through populated areas of Pennsylvania. I'm joined now by phone from Philadelphia by State Impact Pennsylvania's Katie Collinieri. Good afternoon, Katie.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Great. Thanks.
Where do things stand with the clearing of those derailed train cars? I understand that several, including crude oil tankers, are still leaning across the bridge over the Schuylkill.
Yes, that's right, Paul. So what we have right now is when the derailment first happened, about seven of the cars, it was six oil tankers and one kind of a freight car hauling sand could have slid off the tracks and they're tipped over on their side. One of those crude oil tankers actually has been hauled away now, but what we have left are these five oil tankers full of oil. Crews are working to pump that oil out of these kind of tankers that are lying on their side across the tracks of the bridge into empty tankers that are sitting right side up and that can be easily hauled away. And then eventually what will happen is in a couple of days, we've got some bad weather here in the Philadelphia area. It's been very, very cold and snowy, and so that's kind of slowing up the process. But what's going to happen in a couple of days is eventually, once those tankers are emptied, crews are going to be able to move those off the bridge as well.
And I had a question to ask you about why the removal of these train cars is taking so long, but I think you've explained a lot of it. A, you have the weather, and it sounds like they're having to be very careful with how they remove this material and the oil, particularly, from these derailed cars.
That's right. This oil, these cars that are kind of leaning over on their side, they're on a bridge that's right over the Schuylkill River. It's a major tributary of the Delaware, runs right through the downtown of Philadelphia, and it's also near a major highway. Route 76 passes right along there, so folks are kind of able to see this all going on from the highway. There are Coast Guard boats sitting in the river, kind of making sure that none of this leaks out into the water, because otherwise that would kind of make this more of a major event if we had some kind of an oil spill.
How much worse could this incident have been?
It actually could have been a lot worse. Folks have been following the news lately kind of know that for the last 6 months there have been some really high-profile explosions of these cars. We remember what happened in July in the Quebec town of Lac-Mégantic, that was probably the worst that's happened so far. 47 people died as a result of multiple of these crude oil tankers exploding. There have been other explosions since that have resulted in evacuations of towns out in North Dakota. There was another explosion in Montana. So we really could have been looking at something in downtown Philadelphia that really could have been a lot worse. This incident happened right next to where the University of Pennsylvania campus is. As I mentioned, there's a major highway running right below this bridge where the derailment occurred. We also could have been looking at a major oil spill if any of these cars had punctured right into the Schuylkill River. So it really seems like we've dodged a bullet.
Are we any closer to knowing the cause of this derailment?
Not at this point. The message from CSX, which is the railroad that's responsible, has been kind of giving continuous updates over the last couple of days, and we're still being told that the cause is still under investigation.
What are politicians and environmental groups calling for now as a result of this incident?
Environmental groups really just want these trains stopped altogether. This whole crude by rail boom, you have to understand, is happening in response to this massive production in the Bakken Shale in North Dakota. And frankly, rail is a really easy and really flexible way for refineries on the East Coast, like down here in Philadelphia, to get at this crude. It's been credited with saving the refining industry here, including many, many jobs. But most environmental groups aren't really supportive of this kind of fossil fuel extraction. fracking is used to get at this crude in the Bakken Shale. And so they certainly don't like the idea of these kinds of trains supporting this industry and, of course, rolling through areas like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, where an explosion could really have some devastating impacts.
And apparently one of the things that people are calling for here is more information about these shipments. What do they feel that we need to know more about?
Well, I mean, people like Hanger and local lawmakers, John Hanger being a Democratic gubernatorial candidate, as well as some local lawmakers, city councilmen, a state senator here in the Philadelphia region, what they want are hearings. They want the railroads and the oil industry to come in and tell them what they're doing to make this safe. They want to know if our region has a plan, if our first responders are trained to handle this. They really want to know, you know, how are the railroads responding to a lot of these really high-profile incidents?
And it may not necessarily be the case with this derailment, but we know that with the train that derailed in New York recently, that speed was apparently the cause. Are there people calling for reduced speed limits for trains hauling crude? Are there perhaps rules in place already involving how fast these trains can travel?
Yeah, and actually that's kind of one of the kinks of this. So the Public Utility Commission in Pennsylvania is actually the agency that's mostly in charge of overseeing rail safety in the Commonwealth, and they inspect tracks, but mostly they're there to enforce federal regulations. Most of the rules that govern rail traffic are federally enforced. And one of the things that happened immediately after the Canadian incident over the summer was the railroads kind of got together and they worked with federal officials to try to reduce some of the speeds on these lines. So far, that doesn't seem to have slowed down the rail traffic at all. It doesn't seem to have, slowed down the numbers of these incidents that are happening. Last week, there was a big meeting with federal transportation officials and railroads and members of the oil industry where they got together to try to come up with some voluntary changes, further reducing the speeds. Looking at phasing out the types of rail cars that are being used that aren't as resistant to being punctured and possibly rerouting these trains around areas of what they call high consequence or high population density, like Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, of course.
We're talking with State Impact Pennsylvania's Katie Culinary. She's live with us from Philadelphia talking about the train derailment in Philadelphia that occurred earlier this week on a bridge over the Schuylkill River where they are still clearing derailed cars, including crude oil tankers from that bridge. And some of the reaction to that incident, which could have been much worse, as some politicians, including the mayor of Philadelphia, have acknowledged, and now others are calling for increased safety measures. You mentioned some of those, Katie, that John Hanger is calling for. Now, of course, he's someone who's campaigning for governor, which would account for, in part at least, why he's getting out in front on this. But it's interesting some of the things that he's calling for, which others may feel the same way about, including requiring all shipments by rail to be in puncture-resistant tanker cars, imposing a fee on shipments to fund emergency preparedness and response. What is Governor Corbett saying? He's being called out on this. Has there been a reaction from either he or any members of his staff?
Well, so far we haven't really heard too much from the governor on this point. He's actually headed to Philadelphia tonight for an event here, and it's possible that that might be the place where he chooses to make some comments. He's actually going to be in Delaware County as well tomorrow making a transportation announcement. And so at that point is when we might really hear his reaction. But so far the word from the governor's office has been that they acknowledge that this incident happened in Philadelphia. They seemed relieved that it was not quite as serious as it could have been. But, you know, one of his big priorities is economic development. And this crude-by-rail boom that we're seeing that Philadelphia and other cities in Pennsylvania are sort of central to is really kind of a part of a major economic development force in this region. It really, without being able to get this cheap crude oil being produced in North Dakota, a lot of these refineries on the East Coast probably would have closed. And actually, some of them had already shut their doors before they kind of were flung wide open again by this, you know, massive production in the Bakken Shale. And so I think the governor's most likely, you know, response is going to be, we need to kind of take into account safety, of course, but we also need to recognize the economic benefits that, you know, moving all this crude through Pennsylvania is having on our economy.
And in fact, it's interesting what you're saying, Katie. There has not been an oil refinery built in the United States since 1976. So as opposed to seeing perhaps any expansion here, as you mentioned, many of these refineries were in danger of being shut down had it not been for the crude oil boom in North Dakota. In addition to crude oil, what other potentially hazardous chemicals and materials are being transported by rail across Pennsylvania? Has this called attention to some of that?
You know, a lot of the focus really has been on these oil trains. I think probably because there's a certain amount of, you know, Pennsylvania has a really extensive rail system. And, you know, Dow Chemical is based here. DuPont is here. It's also in nearby Delaware, one of our neighbors. And, you know, the fact is, I think I spoke to an oil spill expert over the summer after the Lac-Mégantic accident, and she kind of put things in perspective and said, you know, a lot of these hazardous chemicals are rolling on our rails every single day. But the fact is, with this, you know, boom in production in the Bakken Shale has really ramped up rail shipments. And the more trains you have on the rails, the higher chances for accidents. And a lot of those accidents happen because of human error.
State Impact Pennsylvania's Katie Culinary joining us by phone from Philadelphia. Katie, great thanks.
Thanks, you. Thanks so much.
Coming up, could a potential trip to Iran by the Pittsburgh Symphony lead to better relations between the United States and Iran? It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.